Hello everyone, this is Luke. 안녕하세요 여러분, 루크입니다. This is the audio recording for the part 2 of the numbers and counting. So here in this lesson, we are going to learn about the native Korean numerals that are used for counting age and hours. Okay, so I'm going to read out 1 to 10 first. So 1 is 하나, 하나. Number 2 is 둘, 둘. Number 3 is 셋, 셋. Number 4 is 넷, 넷. Number 5 is 다섯, 다섯, 다섯. Number 6 is 여섯, 여섯, 여섯. Number 7 is 일곱, 일곱. Number 8 is 여덟, 여덟. Number 9 is 아홉, 아홉. Number 10 is 열, 열. And 11 is 열하나. Number 12 is 열둘. And 13 is 열셋. And 17 is 열일곱. So that's similar in that similar to the way we counted the numbers in Sino-Korean numerals in the part 1. Additionally, in native Korean numerals, the tens have special names. So 20 is 스물 instead of 둘열, which would be 210. So it's a completely different name. The 20 is 스물, 스물. 21 is 스물하나. 22 is 스물둘, and so on. And now 30 is 서른, 서른. 40 is 마흔, 마흔. And 50 is 쉰, 쉰. 60 is 예순, 예순. 70 is 일흔, 일흔. 80 is 여든, 여든. 90 is 아흔, 아흔. And 100 is 백, 백. So 100 is the same as in Sino-Korean numerals. Okay? And 천 and 만 are used in the same way in native Korean numerals as well. Okay, so it's just another example. 백 여든 아홉. That's 189. 백 여든 아홉. Okay, so now we are on to how these native Korean numerals are used in real life examples. So in Korean, we also have counters. So counters are words that are attached to these native numerals for us to be able to identify what words they refer to. For example, 주스, 셋컵 means 3 cups of juice. So it's like in English we have like cups, glasses, and for example 3 cups of juice. So 주스 세 컵. So that's pretty similar in that English also has these like counters like words. Okay. So I'm going to read these examples. 5 glasses of water. 물 다섯 잔. 잔. So 잔 is a glass. 6 people. 여섯 명. 여섯 명. Instead of 여섯 사람. 사람 means a person, and when we count people, it's 명. We use 명. So 여섯 명. 5 cars. 차 다섯 대. 다섯 대. So 대 is the counter for cars. 사과 세 개. 3 apples. So 개 is used for any things. Okay. 연필 두 자루, two pencils. So 자루 is used for objects that are thin and long, so slender objects. 책네 권, four books. 권 is used for books. 책네 권. And 장미 열 송이, ten roses. 장미 열 송이. So 송이 is used for flowers.
And you can always go back to the original lesson to read more about the how they are used. So just all the explanations are there as well, so you can read them later. And let's quickly go over the common counters in Korean. So we've covered 명, which is used for people. 말이 is used for animals. 대 for cars, 개 for objects, 자루 for long, lean objects, 그루 for trees, 송이 for flowers, 켤레 for shoes, 장 for paper, 권 for books, 살 for age, 층 for floor. So 1층, 2층, 8층. So 8층 is the 8th floor. Please also note that when we use these native Korean numerals, some numbers become simplified. For example, 하나 becomes 한, 둘 becomes 두, 셋 becomes 세, 넷 becomes 네, and 스물 becomes 스무. So if you look at these examples, 물한 잔, a glass of water. So it's not 하나잔, it's 한잔. And 종이 두장, two pieces of paper, rather than 둘장. 신발 세 켤레, three pairs of shoes, rather than 셋 켤레. 사람 네 명, four people, rather than 넷 명. And 나이 스무 살, 스무 살, 20 years of age, not 스물살. Now let's have a look at how the age is counted. So use the Korean, native Korean numerals. So 1 year of age is 한살, 2 years of age is 두살, and so on. So 세살, 네살, 다섯살, 일곱살, 열살, 열한살, 열두살, 열세살, 열일곱살, 스무살, 스물네살, 32살, 58살. And also note, you pronounce 스물 after 20, because 스물 is not attached to 살, so 24살, but pronounce 스무살 without R at the end, or R or L at the end, so 스무살. Now we are on to hours, and we looked at minutes yesterday. So let's have a look at the hours. So 오전 10시 25분. So it's 10:25 a.m. So 10 hours. So 10 o'clock is 10시, 10시. And 10 hours would be 10시간, 10시간, rather than 10시. 10시 is 10 o'clock. And then 7시 30 분. 오후 7시 30분, 7:30 p.m. Or you can also say 오후 7시 반, and 반 means a half. So a half past 7 would be 오후 7시 반. And lastly, we are on to months. So 한 달 is 1 month. 두 달 is 2 months. And also notice these are counters for months rather than the actual names of the months. So I haven't covered the actual names of the months from January to December. So from January to December, we use the Sino-Korean numerals rather than native Korean numerals. So I've included the names of have the months from January to December below. So it's starts with 1월, January, 2월, February, and so on. So you use Sino-Korean numerals for the names of the months and native Korean numerals for counting months. So that's 한 달, 두 달, 세 달, 네 달, 다섯 달, 여섯 달, 일곱 달, 여덟 달, and so on. And it's 1월, 2월, 3월, 4월, 5월, 6월, 7월, 8월, 9월, 10월, 11월, and 12월 for the names of the months from January to December. And I've got some example sentences here as well. 두달 동안 학교를 다니고 2주 동안 방학을 했다. I went to school for 2 months and had a break or holidays for 2 weeks. The next sentence is 우리 학교는 3월에 시작해. Our school starts in March. 우리 학교는 3월에 시작해. Okay, so that's the end of this audio recording for the part 2 of numbers and counting. These audio recordings are quite long, but nevertheless, they are quite useful in that they are used in everyday lives. I mean, when you talk to people about what time it is and what date it is, it is quite essential to know these things. But don't stress out if you don't know everything now, because that wouldn't help. So just learn what you can, and as you practice, and when you watch some dramas or other videos, and people talk about the numbers or dates or times or months, then you can pick up those as you listen to them. Okay, so that's the end of this audio recording, and thank you for listening.